Patrick Roycey, what is the single thing that annoyed you the most off that Twins game yesterday? You can only pick one.
Blankenhorn kicking the ground ball. But, I would think
that's my man.
That's the one that puckered everybody up. But Kenta Maeda's start has been lost in the shuffle here. That how concerned we should be about the way he's throwing too. Mm-hmm. He has, you know, even watching him in Milwaukee, when he opened the season, I said, what's he messing around for? Travis Shaw was treated like Baby Ruth himself, and he wasn't willing to go after anybody, and that's what we always heard about him from discontented Dodger fans, is it, you know, that he wouldn't challenge hitters, and boy, that's been him this year. He has no confidence in his stuff right now, and if he chooses to be mediocre, they got no chance, right? I mean, unless he's good, they have no chance. And so far, he's been between mediocre and awful, like he was yesterday. So there's a lot of things to go with. But I also am very puzzled by a manager who is so paranoid about his bullpen that he won't let a guy pitch for 2 days after he pitches an inning and a third, basically blowing out both Rogers and Colome. What's hey, I got a question for you guys. Why is Cody Stashek not on the team?
Thank you.
Why is he not on the team? Because you sent him out. He is in your, I'm not saying this is your reliability factor, but in your trust factor right now, where is he? He's, you know, they like Colome. I mean, they I wouldn't say they trust him, but they're going to use Robles and Colome, and they're going to use Duffy and Rogers. But when those guys, who's next? Stashek was next. If this is a, if you didn't make that idiotic decision last week to send him out, he would have been your pitcher in the bottom of the 10th inning.
Yeah, and Pat, so 100%, and so bottom of the 10th inning, and your options were three guys who had pitched the day before, so I get that, you know, or so Alcala looked pretty crappy, and Lewis Thorpe only threw 10 pitches, but let's just say the argument is, we really didn't want to use the guys that pitched the day before, so we were going to go a second inning with Colome. Well, Devin Smeltzer was fresh in your bullpen,
yes.
So is the argument that, well, we don't trust him, and if you don't trust him, then why is Stashek not in?
Yes, right. And you, by the way, they could have brought him back because of all the injuries they had, you know, because it doesn't have to be by position. I mean, he's not, you know, he's not world beater, but you win that game if you have him, right?
Yeah, he can miss a
you bat. Win that game. He'll strike. He might load the bases, but he'll strike somebody out. And, you know, he strikes out half the hitters he faces. They have done some. I mean, Rocco is not, he's been shaky, but I don't blame him for that one yesterday. I think it's who he was left with. And he, as you say, he's not going to bring in Smeltzer. So he's going to let Colome go out there and huff and puff. And now you won't use him until Sunday. And by the way, one other thing, can the fellas stop hitting the leadoff hitter in tight ball games? That's three times now, right? Cost him a game in Milwaukee, the season opener. Cost Robles a game the other day when he hit the first guy. Let's start working on the outside corner with the first pitch, okay, instead of making sure you knock him off the plate, and pretty soon they're at first base. God, they're just terrible. I mean, it's 2011, baby. It is 2011 right now, isn't it?
Where does this rank up?
Is shaping up that way.
Among Twins meltdowns for a guy who was at opening day in 1961? Where does this rank among meltdowns?
Well, it'll never top 10-0 in Cleveland.
Nothing will.
On that Friday after the Jamie Quirk game, somebody on Twitter said it won't beat the the number one will always be blowing the 10-0 lead and then Jamie Quirk hitting the home run.
Yep.
Sorry, two different games. Jamie Quirk hit the home run on Thursday night.
Yep.
The only home in his only ever Cleveland at bat And then the next night you blew the 10-0 lead, and the great Gary Gaetti, sitting in front of his locker in that cramped, or standing in front of his locker in that cramped Cleveland visitors clubhouse with a heater, saying, "Hard to throw the ball to first base when you got your hands around your throat."
So, great quote. Yeah, and Luis Arraez lived up to it yesterday.
What was that? He's played good over there. He's played well over there. What was that? Unbelievable.
Nerves, but, man. He gets nervous. He gets nervous. In the field, he gets nervous.
It is a I think it's a very good thing the boys have today off, don't you?
Yes.
First of all, they got to find out who they had. The JT Riddle case is interesting, too. That does not sound like they were real happy with him. Did you get the impression it was breaking protocols somehow that ended up getting him suspended? I mean, getting him not in the game yesterday? That's because they wouldn't say if it was wouldn't say that it was because he'd been in close contact, and they wouldn't say it because he had COVID. So I don't know, but I got the impression that's what it was, that from what I read today, that, you know, if you're JT Riddle, you might want to follow the rules. I'll tell you that, because I don't think you're position. But Kirilloff will be playing left field on Friday, won't he?
I hope he'll be in the
lineup. He'll be in the lineup on Friday.
He should have been flown out there. They didn't want to put him on a commercial airliner. They said they were concerned about flying him to the West Coast. I said, take your chances. Put a mask on the young man. My God.
Yeah. Fly Delta, there's an empty seat. But,
exactly.
But, no, I just mean it's okay. You've looked around. You've protected, you know, whatever service time you want. And it doesn't make any difference if he's ready to hit or not. He has to, it's, the time has come already that he's your left fielder. Let's go from there. Okay. This is your lineup. Let's go from there. So
I still think Jake Cave could snap out of it. Guys.
I said this on Twitter yesterday. One of my favorite things about ancient Twins fans, and this is truth. I'm not making this up. In the early 60s, because Bob Allison was one of the first guys to move to Minnesota, and he actually got a job with Tom Moore Bottling Company in the off season, which was the Coca-Cola dealership. And he was close to the family, right? I mean, you'd see the Robertsons, and he'd be, you know, people saw him out with Billy or Jimmy drinking or something. So the rumor became, and Allison would go into these great hot streaks and then these tremendous slumps. And about week three of the slump, you would once again hear that he was Calvin's nephew, right? That he was Calvin's nephew. And I mean, there were thousands of Minnesota Twins fans that repeated that to each other so often it became legend that Bob Allison was Calvin's nephew. Well, I'm starting the rumor that Jake Cave is a cousin of the Polats. I think he's somehow related to the Polats, because, I mean, how has he gotten 4 years? I don't understand it.
Doesn't make sense.
He does not. He's a mediocre fielder who drives you crazy. He's a fair athlete, but what the hell? What are we doing here? It's amazing. Jake, thanks for your service. Come on, jeez, Louise.
Here's a nice place in St. Paul.
Yeah.
Spend as much time at Sanchez Field as you want.
No, there's a nice place on the waiver wire. Come on, you know he's. I mean, he's a. The most shocking thing to me in the last 2 weeks was when I found out that Miguel was tied with Jake Cave for the most consecutive games striking out. You think of all the games that Jake only had one at bat, and he still managed to put a 23-game streak on. So. And by the way, they won't have Nelson Cruz on Friday, do you think?
No.
Yeah, he had a massive wrap. So what is it, like a – calf, or what's the injury?
He got hit in the heel, and I think that wrap was supposed to. There was a device in there, I think, stimulating the leg. There's something wrong there. He could barely walk.
He's lucky to score on home runs that he hits. And isn't it amazing that the whole rest and recovery thing blows up yesterday? Rogers pitches 2 1/3. Colomay throws 50 pitches. Cruz is sent out there. He should be in a wheelchair. And everything else. And then you still get beat 13-12. It was amazing. And by the way, let's give a little credit to the Wolves, too, for feeling the pressure of a 2-game winning streak. What were they, 7-up with a minute and a half to go or something?
They were 10-up with 5 to go, something like that.
Yeah, against the mighty Sacramentos. But hey, the Wild, the most boring team in hockey, they just keep on rolling, baby.
Robots, baby, robots. Keep All right, Pat, we will talk to you tomorrow, sir.
Hey, we're only, I think we're less than a week away from the Rick Spielman pre-draft press conference, so be sure to get highlights from that while you guys be
making sure we'll
roll it Tuesday. Sure the audience,
it's Tuesday.
Audience.
I can't wait for it.
Are you going? No, you don't go
Zoom.
Anymore. It's all Zoom.
It's all Zoom.
He could be even more boring on Zoom, I bet you. So, all right. See you, guys.
All right, see you, Pat. All right, that's Rapping with Royce. 3 days a week here on the Mackie and Judd podcast feed. Goodbye.